I count slowly, slowly.
Mate, COVID sucks. Stopped us from going to restaurants and gym. Stopped us from traveling around. And even stopped us meeting up with friends. Not that I ever did any of those, right? Mate, I barely leave the house. But still, it sucked. But seriously, I feel like some people don't really know COVID at all.
Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID.
See? Don't know COVID at all. So I thought I'd help out, mate. Because we all want to defeat COVID, right? And to defeat your enemy, you must first know your enemy. So in order to fully know COVID, right, I thought I'd make a quick video showing just how deadly it is by looking at the numbers. Because what's that quote, right? Men lie, women lie, but numbers don't lie. See? They don't lie. And come to my Twitch afterwards, right? We'll have a nice debate about all this if facts make your butt hurt. Let's go!
Once I start in counting, it's very hard to stop.
Let's do a fun little exercise. Okay, to start, right, let's pick a random number of people. I don't know, let's say, 37,594. Yep, totally random. This is one pixel, and this is 37,594 pixels. Each pixel representing one person in our test group. Say hi, test group.
Hello.
Hi. All right, mate. I'm the Q. Okay, so let's take this group of 37,594 people, right? And infect them all with COVID. For science. And in order to understand just how deadly COVID is, right? Or isn't, let's run a little simulation on our cute little test group to see how badly it decimates them. Let's go!
I could count forever, count until I drop.
So first of all, right, we need to know how many of our test group will die by finding out COVID's kill rate. Ah, COVID is deadly grade, but it's like 70% or something. Wrong! It's just over 2%. What? Yeah, mate, 220 million have gotten COVID with final outcome so far, of which over 215 million have survived. That's a 98% survival rate. Really? Mate, that's pretty crap for a deadly disease, not gonna lie. Pussy. Which, if we apply to our simulation, that means that of our 37,594 people who we gave COVID, right, a grand total of 838 will die. Ah, rest in peace, boys. But let's analyze those 838 further. I've seen what ages COVID affects.
Count until I drop. One, two, three.
Ah! COVID is deadly great. It kills people of all ages, young and old, equally and indiscriminately. Wrong! Because according to these death numbers from the CDC, combined with these numbers from the US Census, if you're over 45, you are literally 958 times more likely to die from COVID than someone under 18. What? And if you're over 65, mate, you're almost 2,500 times more likely to die. Oh my God! Yeah, mate, COVID is an old people disease. Only 3% of all COVID deaths are under 45. And 45 is not even that young in the first place. Simulation time! Which means that of our 838 that died from COVID, right? Unlucky boys. The amount that we would expect to be younger than 45 is just 25 of them. Ah, rest in peace, boys. But let's analyze that remaining 25 one last time and see how many of them were already in shit health to start with.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, I love counting.
Ah, COVID is deadly, 96%. Let's skip the foreplay, do you know what I mean? Listen, it was 99% overall, right? But for people under the age of 45 who died from COVID, 96% of them had some other serious underlying health condition. Yeah, yeah, rest in peace, you cunts. Listen, thus we get our conclusion from our simulation, mate. That for every 37,594 people who get the deadly COVID, the amount of people it would kill who are old as fuck and are already in shit health to begin with is one! One not old as fuck person who isn't already sick out of 37,594 people. Seriously, what kind of deadly disease is that? Mate, it's shit.
1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, yeah.
So to summarize, we have found that COVID has a 2% death rate, right? And kills mostly the old, fat, and immunocompromised. Big word. So much so that literally tens of thousands of people have to be infected with COVID for it to kill just one healthy person under the age of 45. Very scary. I'm sure you'll all agree. Listen, COVID's been talked about like it's this deadly thing that wants to and will kill everybody, right? But after seeing these crap figures and specific demographics, I can't help but feel that there's been a lot of fear-mongering going on. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't get me wrong, right? Has it killed a lot of people? Absolutely. But is it an equal risk to everyone? Absolutely not. And it'd be a lie to say it is. This video's getting long enough as it is, right? But I hope it's helped you make your own decisions on COVID. Video on vaccine soon. And listen, right, no sponsor on this video because it's a COVID video, innit? Controversial topic. So this video is sponsored by my big hairy balls instead. Thanks, fellas. Come to my Twitch and proper merch coming soon too. So I can keep making these videos which no one will sponsor. Anyways, peace.